As a member of the royal family, I have certain privileges. For example, when I get that nasty waxy build-up in my ears, I simply call Wax Boy. Oh, Wax Boy!
Coming!
Cowabunga, dudes. Ever since Homeboy gave me this new jam box, I get ready for school, or whatever, listening to the new morning show at WAJK.
I'm getting kind of suspicious. Homer's been out all night. I'm kind of wondering if he's having an affair.
This is Wanda Sykes. Has anybody ever told you that your voice sounds like fingernails scraping a chalkboard? Or maybe they say that hearing you talk is like having white hot rods stabbing you in the eardrums. Yeah, they tell me that too. But at least I am funny. So next time you pick up the phone to call, stop. Ain't nobody want to hear that shit.
Hello, my fellow Americans. You know, as a hockey mom, a wife, and public servant, life can get really hectic for me. And with everything so gosh darn expensive now, from gasoline to AK-47 ammo, I just want to shout, gosh darn it, what's next? Diamonds and jewelry?
Oh, can we talk? I could talk forever if you let me, especially if there's a red carpet and my daughter Melissa.
I'm Elmo, and you're fat. Mommy's fat. Mommy's fat. Mommy's fat.
Hi, this is your First Lady, Laura Bush. It has come to the President's attention that there are some elections going on this year, and many Americans aren't even registered to vote.
Barney, I know. We could mix hydrochloric acid with silver nitrate and plutonium and store it at sub-zero temps.
Hey, sweet pea, what do you want for Christmas this year?
I want me a chainsaw.
Chainsaw?
And a grill and a canoe. And
wait just a minute. Where am I going to find all that stuff? We don't have that kind of money.
How long we been married, sweet thing?
I tried everything. From empty elevator shafts to old Ronald Reagan movies, but nothing worked. Then I called Jack, and now I'm as dead as a doornail.
No. I never did steroids, never did the juice. I just powerful. Me and Mark McGuire, we put our heads together. We think, what can we do to be powerful, powerful baseball players? And then we just do it.
It's not my fault I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I don't even like the taste of silver all that much. Alas, I will never again return to my country.
There are a lot of places to visit in this world. Destinations that are worth taking the time out of our busy lives to see. And everyone could use a little help getting there.